Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, May 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Police at the University of California, Los Angeles, detained hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters early this morning after hours of tense standoffs on campus over the Israel-Hamas war. And an officer with the California Highway Patrol said that law enforcement was in the process of dismantling the encampment as it cleared protesters from the scene. Hundreds more protesters have been arrested on several campuses in the U.S. over recent days as universities and police crack down on demonstrations that criticize Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza. Protesters have called for universities to divest themselves of investments in companies doing business with Israel. Peloton said CEO Barry McCarthy is stepping down and that the company will reduce its global workforce by 15%, or about 400 employees. McCarthy's exit leaves the company searching for a new leader as it undergoes another restructuring. Peloton has warned of cash flow issues and continued losses amid a decline in paying subscribers and an equipment recall that dented profits. And U.S. antitrust enforcers said former Pioneer Natural Resources CEO Scott Sheffield attempted to collude with representatives of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries to coordinate production and raise oil prices. The allegations, which were unveiled by the Federal Trade Commission, come as ExxonMobil struck an agreement with the agency not to add Sheffield to its board of directors. The agreement allows Exxon to close a $60 billion stock deal to acquire Pioneer as early as this week. Sheffield referred inquiries to Pioneer. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.